So last week we discussed, we're still in the Akdama of Aino a little bit. So last week we talked about what happens if the Lokeach, or the person that got Aino, got Nis on it. But for us it's easier to put in the perspective when the Lokeach gets Nis on it, he overpays. What happens when the person overpays, but he knows going in that he's overpaying? He knows going in that he's overpaying. And do you consider that to be a mechila? It's not considered a mechila. He still has a tefiah of Aino. And we said over that the pashtus is that the bach holds, it's only if you said, you have to speak out to Edom, that you're not moichel. That you otherwise would consider it a mechila, but most other people said, no, it's not a mechila. And you would still have chus of Aino, and that was the Gemara over there. So even if you know. Now, what comes up consistently is a question. What happens if the value of the item, there's a subjective value, or the item that we're discussing is worth more to the person paying for it right now. It's worth more than the market value. And you could have such cases. So, for example, like the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara in Kiddushin, now this is brought by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you look on the Shulchan Aruch pages, it's just, you know, we didn't hand it up.
It's very small.
But the regular pages we have, so the Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Shulchan Aruch brings down this Ritva, and he just brings it down the halacha. So it seems from like the Rabbi Akiva Eiger that we passed in like it. So let's figure out what the Ritva is saying. The Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about Rav Kahana was a kayin, or his wife was whatever, but Rav Kahana was Makabal month. He needed to do a pinyin aben. So in order to do a pinyin aben, he needed to take something from the parent of the Bukhar that's worth 5 slot. Right. He took a yarmulke. And a sudra, a hat, a yarmulke, whatever. And he took the turban, and they asked him, the turban's not worth $5. So he said, L'didi shavili. It is worth $5 for me. Meaning to say, Rav Kahana, even if it wouldn't be, even if it's he's not overpaying, for him, he gives value. Some people give value to their shoes that they wear, their watch. For Rav Kahana to be betznius and to wear a hat that's appropriate for him, that's worth money. So memela for Rav Kahana, a sudar that he wears as a hat is worth 5 sloim, and is makabalit for pidyon aben. So it means there's a concept of ledidi shavali, that you could give something value which is other than what the value is to someone else. So you don't have to be meshubah to the market value. And here we're talking about not even mekachomem, we're talking about really in Hilchus, a halacha pinyon aben that requires the mitzvah of the Torah has to be that you get 5 sloim, and still, if there's a subjective value to you, it's worth money, okay?
Then you
can pay that amount of money, and there's such a concept. Ledidi shavali. Okay. Right, like an achshavei, we have like achshavei by shiurim. Some of the poskim said that the meaning to make kiddush on
that's
a little thing of schnapps is because for me it's chashav, whatever.
It's the
what? Yeah. Okay. But anyway, whatever it is, but there's a concept of ledidi shavali. So the ritva goes on that, and the ritva in that gemara kiddushin says you see from here a concept that you can give a certain value to something based on your particular subjective pricing system. And even if for the rest of the world it's not worth that, if for you it's worth that amount of money, means you would be willing, you're happy to pay that amount of money, you think it's a fair deal, you're not overpaying, you feel like this is the value, then that's considered the value. And memela zakter tva, there would be no aina'a in such a case. Okay, so let's give an example. So according to the Ritva, now there's ain aina be karkois, but there's no aina for karkois. But lemaisa we said the Ritva, the Ramban holds that there's still an iser to overcharge someone for property. So let's say that there's a certain area that my brother, my wife's sister, probably more likely, lives on that block, and she wants to live on the block next to her sister, and she's willing to put down an offer on the house. It's more than what anyone else would be willing to put down, because for me, it's worth it to live on that block. Right? for me, it's worth it to live on that block. Not because I'm desperate and not because of anything else. I want to live there, and therefore, I'm willing to pay more. For me, there's a value, inherent value, in living on that block that doesn't exist to anybody else, and therefore, there's more value in this house for me than maybe another person would have, and therefore, I'm willing to pay that. It wouldn't be even, it wouldn't just be us, sure, right now, to pay that extra value.
Right.
But I thought there's no us, Mr. Hanan.
Exactly, that's what I said. I said it may not be a good example.
It may not be a good example, is what he said.
Because either on bond holds, even though there's no halachos of hana, you can't get back your money or anything like that, but there's still a prohibition of doing it.
Even on karka?
Yeah. It's just that you're not allowed to, you can't get
you
back
can't
your money.
Take it to court.
And it stops there. It's just an isser and that's it. There's all the halachos that we're going to learn about what you can do after the fact, get back your money. That doesn't apply by karka. But that's a misser. So I'm saying, even if the isser applies by karka, in such a case, it wouldn't apply. Listen, I want to live on that block. I like it for whatever reason. That layout of the house works for me. I'm looking for a house that has this size kitchen. I'm willing to pay that money for it. For me, there's value. Another person doesn't care about the kitchen. So for them, the house doesn't have value.
Right.
So there's such a concept. So the Ritva says that, therefore, there's no ayna on something which has a value to the buyer. Okay? And his lashon's like this. We have the Ritva pages here.
He doesn't know that he's being overcharged. Is that the case?
He knows, but it's not overcharged. I said, I'm willing. I want this. I'll pay.
He knows. The value is how much somebody's willing to pay, so how can they ever be...
Okay, that's a good question. But he says, Shamina mehacha, shamoichar chefetz l'chaveiro, b'shis. Okay, he sells it for six, v'shuk l'shav el chamisha, and it goes for five. Ilahai lokeach, shavashit, if it's worth it for him for six, ein bo yimushum ayna, debasa didei azlinan, ki hechi dechashvina lehacha, deshav chamish loim, we go by him, We evaluate according to his need and his value, and therefore there's no enough. Now, he does say that that's only if you actually have value, have a need for it. But if the only reason you're overpaying is because you're desperate, it's out of desperation, that does not count. Okay, for example, let's say you're in the airport,
right,
and they're charging a bottle of water that you could have gotten 5 minutes ago before you parked. You could have gotten it for 99 cents, and now they're charging you $3.50.
They're still paying it,
right?
Because they know you can't bring it through,
right?
Right.
So
right,
they're just taking advantage. But there's no value that the bottle of water has to you more than now than it did 5 minutes ago. It's just you're more desperate, so therefore you're willing to pay it out of desperation. That is called taking advantage of someone, and that talk is I know. So a situational need, it does not determine the value.
I'm saying, can you argue there's a new market after the security line than before the security line?
And can't you argue that...
Schmach.
Why? It's a new market.
Let me put it this way. They're not paying any less for the item than the guy outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe even less they're getting, because they're buying a lot
but
more.
But can't you argue that the...
It could be the pay off or rent.
The rent. Yeah. Real estate.
That's
something
to do with the item. That's a separate thing.
So they're
maybe.
Or it could be it's so higher expense.
This is a prime location. I mean, you wouldn't be able to buy water if not from the inside.
What do you mean?
If you weren't thirsty, you wouldn't buy it.
You want to know if a general question, and I know, what happens if I have to cover my cost? It's not really worth the item is not worth that much, but for me, I'm a guy that it costs me more to run my business, so therefore I can transfer that cost to the buyer. I don't know. I have to learn that. I don't know if it's so simple. It doesn't give more value to the item. Then I don't know if you could pass your cost on to the buyer.
Even if your own costs are higher.
Wait, how would you determine the cost of an item? You'd have to factor in everyone's cost of doing business to determine what the
But he's saying that that's not so
simple. Value
is. So you're saying that maybe that type of situation, you're saying maybe that, but let's say you have a different, but in generally speaking.
The cost of a carton of milk, you have to factor in the cost of making the milk.
Okay, but let's say you don't even have that. Let's say you don't even have that, right? That, you may not even have that. A guy's running, and I'm on my corners, and I'm selling water, and a guy's running. I need a bottle.
Somebody else in the plane.
What?
Let's say you buy it off of somebody else in the plane.
Right.
So you're saying you're removing that factor.
Yeah, if you remove the factor and you're just, it says there a tva, even if you're willing to pay more, but you're willing to pay more for a zaitig reason, because of desperation, only that's not because the value is worth more to
that's
you, but that is a not, and that's called taking advantage, and that's a problem. So tva is being mechalic over here between two types for example, when we were talking about the good old Chevron on 6 that is our
go-to example,
right? So what's his svara? Let's say, listen, I'm on. You're willing to pay for it because I'm the last. I'm
guy
the last
getting
guy
on the highway.
I'm the last guy before the highway. So you want to turn around?
Go back. Yeah, buy over there.
So good. So he's just taking advantage of your need, but it doesn't mean that for you there's more value.
That's a perfect example,
right? He's taking advantage of your need. He doesn't have any more cost in running his business than the guy two blocks earlier.
Nobody checks the price,
right? But Teretz is that he's trying to take advantage, or he doesn't think, or people aren't going to be willing to turn around. It's just out of a situational need that I have right now. I'm not willing to spend an extra 5 minutes. I'll be willing to overpay, but really, it's not worth it for me.
My time is worth
more. It's not really worth more. Worth it. Worth the gas is not worth more for me now that I'm a block away from the previous gas station than it was now. So that's called taking advantage, okay?
So the trick is you have to just reward it. If you say the bottle of water after security really costs $1, but you're paying a $2.50 convenience fee.
Oh, that's so nice. A pass along.
Right. It has to be a flat fee. It doesn't sound like it can't go like with the quantity, it sounds like.
Right. So okay. I mean,
private.
I guess.
Private.
I guess you have to. Maybe the airport is not a good example, but this thing is a good example.
The cost of the item. Now, is that based on how much it costs you plus a profit, or is that based on what the market value?
Value. We go by. I think we go by determined market value, but I'm not sure. I don't know for sure.
Everybody buys it for 50 cents, and everybody sells it for a dollar.
Okay, but the market fine. That's $1.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. Now, Rabbi Kiveger, here, just quickly, if you look in the sheets here, just to show you that this ritva is, you know, it's l'maisa. Yeah. So the Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger, on the first page in the Shulchan Aruch here, Rabbi Kiveger is not moisif much, but just to show you, Rabbi Kiveger just says over here, the first Rabbi Kiveger in the packet.
I think
it's the first page in the Shulchan Aruch packet. Okay, so Rabbi Kiveger says, Nechtav Betzidoi, all the way to the bottom here. So Kiger brings this to Tzva, and Kiger says, he passes like this, it seems like, that if for him it's worth it, then it's not a problem. Now there's two Achrayim ask kashas on this Ritva. One is the Ketzois that I copied for you. So the Ketzois, basically, he brings the Ritva, let's read it inside, and then he says, without getting involved in the other part of the ritva, you know, his proof is very complicated. He brings a proof that paying out of desperation doesn't count from a case of hiring someone. When you're in desperation, you're running out of jail, and then you see a cab, and the guy says, oh, you want to get across?
That's the price.
Fine, I'll charge you extra. You don't have to pay him the extra. But leaving that aside, he says, like this. All the way on the second column, after he brings the whole ritva, he says hine. It's the last word on the line, like halfway through this column, where it says tough ayin tes. So the Torah says, like this: hine mashakasav dehechem deshavel ahay lokeach shita azlinu basidei kasha mahad kaim alay. He says, I have a kasha on this ritva from a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Afilu b'margolios v'sharet dvarim shadam roitzel lezavgan yesh loy oina umashma dafilu halakeach gufa tzarech loy." So what's he talking about? He's saying a Gemara. The Gemara says that if margolios, diamonds, there is oina if you overpay for a diamond. So the Gemara says, "What's the chiddush? What are you talking about? We're talking about that you need that diamond because you need to complete a set." Tzarech lezavgan. Okay? So it means, let's say you have one earring. You have one earring and you want to get a matching one. So for you, when you're going to complete that set, now there's more value because one earring is worth $500. Two earrings, now as a set, it's worth
$1,500.
So for you, there's $1,000 value technically in that other earring. For a guy that doesn't have the other one earring is only worth $500. But for someone that has the second one, for someone that has the second one, so the value is now 1,000. So what happens if the guy charges you more? Is he allowed to charge you 1,000 for the one diamond? Because he said, listen, for you, it's worth it. For the other guy that only has one, it's only worth 500. But for you, it's worth 1,000.
So this little idea, is that somebody you have to say that? Or he can also
say that? Okay, we'll see that in a minute. But
yeah. I can't estimate what's good for you. Only you
right,
can.
But I'm saying.
No, but if you know his situation, then you can take
it. Okay, good. So this is the Ketzoyis' cash on the Ritzvah. Frick the Ketzoyis on the Ritzvah, that L'chaira, it's clearly not like the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says that you could take it, that you're allowed to charge someone his subjective value, and this Gemara by the Margoliouth says clearly you're not allowed to charge someone his subjective value. I was like, frick the Ketzoyis on the Ritzvah, and the Ketzoyis passing is not like the Ritzvah. L'chaira, Kiveger was not bothered by this so much because he's passing like the Ritzvah, it seems like. So, what's the teretz to this Kasha? What's the teretz of this kasha? So it seems like the teretz of this kasha is what Mash is saying, is that you can only say l'didi shavali if he says l'didi shavali. By the case of Rav Papa,
Everybody knows you paid it.
Maybe it's desperation.
Not desperate. So don't buy it. Don't go with the pair.
You can say about anything.
What's the
everybody knows you paid
him. When would that ever happen? I just didn't pity in a bed when he wanted to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, but what in the case of selling, when
you ask the guy, what would you be willing to pay?
Yeah, how much is it worth to you? How many people will tell you? How much is it worth?
The market value is only 500.
I'll let you
for
make
me it's worth
price.
It. What do you mean? For me, it's worth it. So if he says that for me, it's worth it.
If when you ask a guy how much would you be willing to pay for this, and he says a value higher than the market price, he's not saying I know the market price and I want to pay more. He's saying I don't know what I'm talking about, and I think this.
He's
is
not saying
price.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's say he says I know what I'm talking about. I know that for other people, they don't really think this is that important to them, and they only pay 300, that's the market value. I'm a guy that for me this is a particularly important item and I really I value this a lot. It's very important to me and I for me this is my value is what I'm willing to pay.
But he would never say that.
I can't imagine that's the case we're talking about.
If there's a market for the item, there's no market. If there's no market, you want to bid.
There's a market value in the internet somewhere in China, but right now for me to get it, not because this
then there's no market. If it's not around, then there's no market.
I'm not called desperate. This is the guy I can get it from.
And the fact that nobody else sells that makes that's the only market you have available to you.
Boy, other people sell.
Other people sell.
You're not here right now. You're not in the area. He doesn't want to wait. He doesn't want to
look. Charge he pays. He doesn't look for deals. He doesn't clip coupons. He just pays whatever they ask for.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
So,
I'm still troubled.
His time is worth money. Instead of shopping around,
he comes back and says, "Oh, I paid $50 extra." And you're going to say, "Oh, well, you didn't care. That was last week. That's not this week. Last week we talked about when."
No, I know, but this is l'didi shavali. With this case of the Margoliouth, well, you can't hear that.
The Margoliouth, I hear the different.
What about my case of the house?
The house I also...
Okay, so figure out a case that's by metalton, such a case
the,
like
the
that.
Guy's a, I the guy's a collector. He needs it for a set.
There's a car. There's a car. A used car. Okay? So now you go and you find
the
whatever...
The right color and the right gadgets.
The black book, blue, whatever it's called, blue book value.
Yeah, blue book.
Right?
Blue book.
For me, right. I like this car. There's something unique about this car. It's not so common. 1980 this, that. Whatever.
It's got the right stripes.
I like the car. What do you want from me? I want to pay that value. For me, it's worth it.
But hold on. In that case, my understanding is that there's a limit on this because there would not be Ono in that case. If there's no general market for this item...
I'm not saying there's no general market for it. I told you there's a blue book value.
Market value for a used car.
No. Just like I mean, I don't know if we're gonna get this, but the esrog, everyone's according to their own, so there would not be Ono in a car.
There's value when you look at online. There's a value.
There's a value for a 2011 Toyota Sienna with under 50,000 miles. There's a value for it.
Fine. So then you're.
But right now I found this color that year and this amount of miles.
In.
Not easy
fits
to find
in.
It. Yeah, I can look on forever and go to Craigslist or whatever. Right now I found it and it has value to me. It serves my need. That I have a specific need. I have an uncommon need that not everyone has, and for me it's worth it. So anyway, this is what the Ketzoyis' kasha is. And now, the Maisa. the Chayrat's Pasha, what Menashe was saying, is that this whole thing is only if the Lekeach says L'didi Shavali. But the Moicher can't tell the Lekeach.
Mouth. For, oh, you, it's,
yeah,
worth,
for you it's worth it.
Yeah.
Right? The Lekeach, that's Pasha. That the, now, by the way, in
it seems like that's the way the Gemara is talking about it, because the case of
well, listen,
over there, here, let's say Lady D. The other guy,
right,
the other
right,
guy,
not Lady D.
Right.
There's a truth in the Beis Yitzchak. There's a truth in the Beis Yitzchak about this Ritzvah. The Beis Yitzchak is talking about a story here, which is another example.
That's what? Very qualitative.
Other. Originally, or given to him, and he accepted.
What are your two tzedakim?
I'm saying either he took it, you know, told him, give me a suda originally, or when he was given the suda, he accepted it.
I think he was given the suda. He was given the suda, and he accepted it.
So the same was, and why isn't the same as the Margolios? I gave you a price on the Margolios. You willing to buy it? It's the same thing. Because he said
that
was after the fact. That's
the first
experience.
I don't know. Well, let me...
The original case was bringing as an example.
Yeah.
It has something to do with the value. It's a different value.
What do you mean accepted? I don't know what you mean. He took it as a worth $5.
He said it's worth
$5. I'm not even $2. I don't know how to
do it. Side number one is that he was given it as a pigeon for pigeon at Ben, and he accepted it as pigeon at Ben. When he was asked to shoot the kasha, it's not worth Chamesh Shalom. The Teretz is that when you shuffle it.
Okay. What, in thinking about it, it doesn't make a difference. You told him before, told him after. As long as you knew that it was worth it for you.
Why is it different in the case of the Magorlius?
How can that be the chiluk of the... That can be the chiluk. Because if you said afterwards or before, that's not
no, meaning to say... Not, I'm not saying afterwards. I'm just saying he didn't say it at all.
He took it, he did the pigeon.
At the end, how can you pay for it? He says, no, it didn't shovel it. That would be good.
He never said Didi Shavali.
Let's say afterwards.
No, that's the answer.
And that's a waiver. It's not Mishumo no on the Inyan. It's there. Oh, well, he waived it. But that's a waiver. That has nothing to do with whether there's...
I'm saying,
that,
could be there to Tvol and understand the Gemara that way. That's what I'm saying. The Ketzois is asking Akash from that Gemara. He's understanding it's a regular case that for you has more value. But it could be, you could say, that wouldn't be for me has more value. But I didn't accept it I didn't tell you that. I'm not paying for it because it has value for me. I'm paying for it maybe because I had desperation. How do you know? How do you know why I'm taking it? There was no shock vatari about it. Maybe. The Beis Yitzchak is talking about an Esrogin. And he says that he brings the Ritzvah, and he says, the kind of Esrog Lutzarkoi, after Kishi Yishal Latagar, if you ask a professional evaluator, Yoimar Sheshavet Pachos, Mikomakom Ein Boyayna, the Hamoicher Yachol Litoin, here, Hamoicher Yachol Litoin, the Ledidok Shavet Yoiser. Kivinship Esrogim Talia, can't read the next word, the Shuma, I guess, Lafiha Adam. So maybe the Moicher could say, listen, I charge you that because for you it's worth it.
Because you're a Choshevi and you always have a Hodot.
So he says, Ach, Ze'ena, Dedavka Kishenoida Bebiru, Dilididei Shavi Yoiser.
Yes.
Ain't Boyena. Kigoin Rav Kana, the Gavarabo, Boy Sudra. Ava Besamula Kamina, Rak Kifi Mashashav, Vloima Hani, Vloimi Motzi, Amoicher, Loima, Dilididok Shavi Yoiser. Is that possible? So it's only, you can't charge that more. Yeah, he says, if it says a Choshen, Hikshalar, it's Vah, Mahad, the Kaimlub, and Margolios, Vishar, it's Varim, Yesh Boyena. He says an interesting tariff to Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak says, Shema yesh lechalek bein kashachifetz gufa shove ledidei yoyser, ki goyim brav kahana, u bein kashachifetz eino shove yoyser rak ledidei sheroitze lezavgon mishum sheyesh loy kelim kazeh. Meaning to say that if it's bets and worth it more for you, for whatever reason,
the shyness
of the item itself is worth more for you. Here, in the case of Lezavgan, really the item itself is not worth more to you. It's that, I guess he's saying it's really more desperation. That's good for the tchak over here.
Situation.
You know, it's a situation why you need this particular item, but it's not that the item really has value to you. By a sudra, Rav Kahana, today, tomorrow, the next day,
he's always
a sudra is
going
to be a certain amount of value to him. Right, this guy, the second Margolius, only has value because he doesn't have it right now. The minute he has it, it's not really. It's a situational thing that he needs it. So I guess he's saying that therefore that's not included in the Ritva. So that's how he wants to answer the Ritva from that Gemara.
That's situational.
I guess he's. I think that's what he means. It's hard to understand. But
when Harvard was expanding in a certain neighborhood, they did it very under the table.
Nobody should know to buy a property.
If anyone found out that they were trying to build something over here,
they would raise the price of the property.
Well, so that has nothing to do with the Edson price.
Disney bought all their properties under private names and joined them all together up in Orlando.
Sure. Why would they tell me about it? Otherwise, they would charge you three times the price or more.
Yeah, right. Different buyers go in there.
Well, now, do I have the sheet from last week? There's one on the back table there. From last week? The last week's sheet. Just on the back table, the little one, when the buyer knows. So on that sheet, we have a Machne Ephraim. So Machne Ephraim also brings down this ritva, and he doesn't like it either. So he says that the Taitch of Aina, the Gemara in Ezer Neshach says, Amal Aina shekein derech meikach umem, kar pirish rashi, v'yesh b'nei adam shetzuchim l'cheifetz, v'koinen noise v'yoysim shavya. Nir dafil b'inish d'yakiri mani ala yesh b'din Aina kol kamad l'yoda. He says that that's Gufa Aina. Aina, he's going with the Ritzvah. You're right. Let's say it is worth it more for you. But how Gufa is still Aina. Because the whole case of Aina is that you're taking that you're charging someone more than the market value, even if for him it's worth more. But it doesn't make a difference. So he holds that it's still Aina. Because that's Gufa. That's Gufa the Torah is talking about. The Torah is also talking about that guy.
Because the Didi Shavi
means nothing.
Is also a form of desperation.
Right.
I guess. If you could get it for less, you would.
I thought you would. Yeah. If that's the barometer, it's always going to be.
I think the answer is timing.
But that means
he says it's different.
You asked to your need.
But he says, he doesn't say so clearly, because at the end he says that, and this gets involved with what you were saying, is that, what are we talking about? We're talking about that the guy knows he's overpaying, or he doesn't know we're overpaying. He's overpaying.
He says
if he doesn't know he's overpaying, then for sure that doesn't work.
Yeah,
the whole thing only starts if he knows that he's overpaying.
Yeah, but it's worth.
But then the Menashe's problem is if he knows it, so then even if it's worth it for him, but let him go to the cheaper guy. So there must be an angle of desperation there. If he doesn't know he's overpaying, so then it's a problem. Then you don't have the Ladidi Shavli, because he didn't say the Ladidi Shavli. And the Moichar can't tell, I charge you that because it's worth it for you. Yeah. Right? And if he doesn't know he's overpaying, so then why is he doing it?
Because he's not interested in playing around with this guy.
His time is more valuable than a good
guy. That's the Shiloh. That's the gray area.
In itself is a form of desperation.
That's the gray area where he knows he's overpaying, but still Ladidi Shavli. Right? Not like last week when he knows he's overpaying and he's angry at the guy, what he's ripping me off, but I have no choice. I understand that, for me that there's a value here, I'm willing to pay that, I'm no problem, but it's not, it's not the going rate, and he's still doing it. That seems to be the machlokes. The ketzois and the Machne Ephraim, I don't know what the Machne Ephraim would hold in that case. The ketzois argues, but the Reb Kiveger, it seems like the Beis Yitzchak, and others seem to go with this ritva that the Gavna wouldn't be, I know. Okay.
Shkoyah.